The number one marketing strategy you need in today's business climate is networking. Word of mouth and referral marketing is the most powerful way to grow your business. But for many, just the idea of networking causes anxiety, frustration, and perhaps a little fear. The Once Timid Networker radio show will get you through these networking challenges by providing tips, suggestions, and real-life success stories of other business professionals who got out of their own way and learned to love networking. Now, here's your host, the original Once Timid Networker, Tara Schmeichel.
Hi there, this is Tara. Welcome to the show today. I'm excited to have you here. We've been trying with a few things. We've had some technical challenges, and I think we may be on here. Hazel, is that you there?
I am here.
Okay. Well, what we're going to talk about today, and we're going to keep this a short show, and I think you might enjoy it, maybe even a little bit better. We're talking today about business networking and sex with and we're going to kind of talk about this, the She Said. Hazel is the co-author of a book called Business Networking and Sex, It's Not What You Think. And this book is a fantastic book. It has changed the way that I've done my networking, and as well as a whole bunch of people that I know who have applied the things that they've learned as well. So without getting into too much introduction, I want to just go ahead and get started here. Hazel, tell me a little bit about how you, what made you decide to do this book?
You know, I've been teaching people how to build their business by referral for a long time. As a B&I franchise owner, I owned an insurance agency, then I bought a B&I franchise. And one of the things over the years I've noticed is, regardless of how I train or teach a room full of people, men and women were constantly having different kinds of questions and different kinds of challenges. And I realized they really went about the process slightly differently, but that slight difference was creating big issues for them. So I decided I would write a book about how women network. And a friend of mine, Frank DeRaffley, my co-author, came to me and said, I want to write this book about how women network differently than men. And I said, well, that's good, but you're not a woman.
I get to hear Frank, too.
So we decided to collaborate on the book and bring it all together. And then, we brought Dr. Meisner in. Mm-hmm. And he got excited about the book because there's never been anything written like this. So we really did a lot of survey and research to make sure that we knew exactly what those differences were.
Now, if I remember right, was it 12,000 people that you interviewed or surveyed?
Yeah, 12,000 men and women.
That is amazing. And these were not just B&I people, right?
No.
These were networkers.
We sent that out everywhere.
Okay. Well, I think that's what is really cool, is that these are just people, general people, people from all walks of life, people in all different businesses. And
all
so you were able
every
and
continent.
Different countries too. Yeah, that's just fascinating. And so what I want to talk about is, tell me some basic differences between the way that men network and the way that women network. What's the difference?
Well, women network, they go about the networking much more relational. They're about building deeper networks. They don't have big, deep, long, you know, really broad networks. They have very deep networks, where guys have very broad networks, lots of contacts. And their network is not as deep as a woman's network. She's about building that relationship and getting to know people really well. Even what she considers important in a good networker is very different than what a guy considers important. She really feels like she needs to try the products and services even before she recommends someone. Mm-hmm. He doesn't think that's important.
Interesting. And, yeah, as you're saying that, I'm like, uh-huh, yeah. So tell me, what do men do then?
Men go out and they build networks. And if you are watching a two guys network, one of the things you think quite often is, wow, they're just having a one-upsman contest, or they're just being very egotistical. But they build their credibility and their networks very differently than women do. It's not wrong. It's different, because how they speak to one another is in words of credibility. They talk about their last client or their next best deal or who they know or who they play golf with. They're actually listening to each other's resumes. And for them, that builds credibility.
Huh. That's interesting.
That's what they do.
That's interesting because I have sat and visited with men at times and thought, yeah, whatever. To be honest.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what, and we women miss the boat when we look at them and go, oh man, they're just being egotistical or they're just bragging or whatever, like I'm important. But that's just how they go about doing it. And so the better thing to do is to re-engage with your own credibility and go right back to them with, oh, well, you know, I just landed this client and I have this, I do this much business annually, because that's what they're looking for. They want to know, is she successful enough that I want her in my network?
Oh, that makes sense. So if I am if I'm networking with a man and he's telling me all these things that he's so proud of, is basically mm-hmm. is what it is.
Yeah.
He's sharing the things that he's proud of in his accomplishments. And if I don't share those things that I'm proud of or my accomplishments, is there a result to that? I mean, what happens?
Yeah. He often will think, she's just not serious about business. So he's doubting. Now, he might do a one-to-one meeting with you and try to get some of that information, but there's a good chance he'll just move on.
I see. Interesting.
You know, and Mary Kay is a great example of that. If a Mary Kay person walks up to a guy and he says, what do you do? And she says, well, I sell Mary Kay. Well, then automatically he puts her in this box of, she can't help me and I can't help her.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a connection missed. But if she says to him, you know what, I run a cosmetic organization. I have about 17 women who report to me in 3 states. And we do $1 million, $1.25 million a year in cosmetic business. What do you do?
Oh, wow. That's a completely different answer.
Yeah, it's a different woman.
Uh-huh. So I can see how that would be different.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to be networking with women and I share that same phraseology, is that going to be effective?
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, okay.
Probably not. Women are more relational. So women will do things like, so tell me how long you've been in business. What do you like about your business?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who are you looking to get connected to?
Mm-hmm.
What's important to you? So they're going to be asking and looking for relational kinds of conversation. And if all you come off with right away is, I've done this and I've done this, well, they're going to do exactly what they do with guys. Oh, bragging.
Okay. And is that when, and I know we haven't really talked about this today, but is that when the whole backbiting catty thing happens?
It can, yeah. That's funny. I was just reading a conversation on Facebook among some women about the catty backbiting of women and how this woman had done this and this and this. And I was like, I'm going to use this conversation, ladies, as one of my next blog posts.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because I have, yeah. And if okay. that's what to hear, that could well turn into that.
And that's too bad, too. You and I have talked about that before and what a shame it is to not be more supportive of our female comrades.
Yeah, of each other.
So, okay, so one of the things that we were talking about in the intro, and, well, maybe I didn't talk about it in this intro, but we've talked about discussing bridges and walls. And if we're not networking effectively, you know, if we're networking the quote-unquote wrong way, a person could put up a wall. And yet what we want to do is we want to build a bridge. Can
right.
you share how we can do that bridge building?
Well, yeah. Bridge building is first. The first thing you do for bridge building is don't make other people wrong.
Oh,
just accept that they're different.
Mm-hmm.
So how they speak to you and come to you with the conversation doesn't mean they're wrong. They just do it differently. It just might be not your favorite way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay, because remember, not only is it male female, but it's also behavior styles.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that plays a huge role.
Mm-hmm.
In our ability to communicate with one another. So the first thing for bridge building is you just don't make the other person wrong. And then the next thing is try to adapt to their style. If they're speaking to you in a very slow pace and they're giving you their resume, then
mm-hmm.
go back the same way. Well, you know, take your pace down a little bit and give them some of your resume.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go into the question asking and build the relationship.
Okay, so now what I want to ask you, question asking, I'm just making some notes here because, you know, I want to do it right. if I'm following these little three steps that you've said so far, is this going to be different with men than it is for women or the other way around?
No, I coach men to do the same thing. I say to him, if your normal way of doing things is to read off your resume and you have a woman standing in front of you, she looks very successful, you want to get to know her, ask her good questions.
Okay.
Ask her questions like, why does she love what she does? What's the best deal she's ever done? Ask her relational questions so that she feels like you're interested in her.
Interesting. Okay. So following this same little format is going to work no matter who we're networking with. Is that what I'm hearing?
Correct.
It's
going to work both ways because you're honoring both styles.
Oh, I like that. I think honor is a very important thing. Okay. So after I ask questions to get to know, is that kind of the little pretty little package with the bow on it, or is there more?
Well, there's always lots more. there's so much in that book.
Yes.
You know, how women go about learning to network versus how men go about learning to network. You know, men have been networking forever. They've been in the workforce forever.
Mm-hmm.
Women haven't been in the workforce that long, and they haven't been owning their own businesses that long. So they have to go learn how to do good networking and do referrals. And the one thing about women where they get really stopped, and this is where we can learn from them. Women are great at building credibility with one another.
Mm.
And we trust each other. We build a strong network. But where we drop the ball is we don't go to our network and ask for what we want. And if a guy's in your network and he's networking with you and he's built the relationship, he wants to know how he can help you. He doesn't want to guess.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to say, you know what, I'm looking to be connected to the following three companies, or I'm looking for not-for-profits that are in a startup phase because that's who my clientele is, or whatever you want you have to ask for. Guys are good at asking, and ladies not so great.
Okay.
We're reluctant to ask.
So if we are having trouble with that, is there a way that we can kind of get out of our own way as women with that asking? Because I have to admit, when I read that book and in conversation with all three of you authors, that is something that I realized, yeah, that's exactly what I was doing. But it was uncomfortable to do. Is there a way, is there some suggestions that you can give us for how we can do that without it sounding like we're speaking a foreign language out of our mouth?
Yeah, there is a secret to it.
Oh.
The secret is doing it.
Oh, Hazel.
I know. See, I just started a workout program,
uh-huh.
and I'm 33 days into it.
I know. I've been watching you. Nice job. Well done.
Well, but the secret to it is doing it. I get good at it. Every time I do it, I get better.
Yeah.
And every time I do it again, I get better. And my pace gets better each and every time I go out there. The mechanics of what I'm doing get better each. If I don't ever go out there, all I do is read the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm never going to get good at it. You can't learn to swim by reading the book. You've got to jump in the pool and start swimming. And the more you swim, the better you're going to get. Believe me, Phelps didn't learn to be as good as he is by sitting on the couch reading it.
No, you've got a very good point. And so Nike's on to something when they say do it. I'm guessing this is the secret to a lot of things that we want to do and accomplish. Huh.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so just do it because then it'll become more comfortable as we say it.
Well, and start out by asking for little things. Start out by saying, you know what, one thing you could do is I do this radio show every month. If you would post the link to my radio show on your Facebook page or on your Twitter, that would be really helpful for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's easy. That's an easy one. I like that.
There you go. So think of little things you can ask people to do to help you until you work your way up to the big things. And the more people tell you yes, the more you're going to feel comfortable doing it. I have a business coach, and one of the exercises he gives me on a regular basis is, I want you to go out today, Hazel, and get 10 no's.
Mm-hmm.
Ask enough people for enough things until enough people, 10 people tell you no. Because it immunes you to the no. See, we take that no very personal.
Yeah.
Guys don't take it so personal, but business is just business to them.
Interesting. And very good examples that they have, or, you know, that they are to us when we're, if that's what we're doing, you know. Now, let me ask you this. Are all women the same in networking? Do we all do the same thing? Okay, so that's not always going to be a standard, this is the way women network and this is the way men network.
No, remember, these are generalities.
Mm-hmm.
It's the bell curve.
Okay.
It's the way most are, but not all. I sit down with a lady today, and she definitely leans more towards the very direct. And keep also in mind behavior styles.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a high D, there's a very good chance that I'm very direct, and I just go for it.
Yeah, okay.
But
so,
predominantly, that's how we are.
That's interesting. And so that does kind of help us to, going back to your bridge building little package there with our three steps, adapting to their style is going to help us be more effective. So are you suggesting through this, as I'm kind of thinking through this, if we are the person who is, does it matter if we're the instigator of the networking? You know, I mean, obviously, if we're in a one-to-one, you know, how do we know who's, what if we're both trying to adapt to each other's style and we're both missing the boat?
Well, the chances are good that both of you haven't read the book and you're trying to adapt.
Okay. All right. So we don't have to worry about
that. There's a lot of fun. Listen, adapting is something that becomes a habit, too.
Yeah.
I can't pick up the book and remember that I'm supposed to adapt to a person's style if I'm not out there actively practicing that, thinking it through.
Right.
So chances are good you're not going to run into that.
Okay. All right. So it's not like everybody knows the secret, right?
Yeah. Well, we always wish they would, but they don't. Or they know it and they'll go, oh, yeah, I forgot that.
Interesting. Well, and I'm glad you said that, because as a recovering perfectionist, you know, I want to do things right. And I look at steps, you know, in a process and I think, oh, I've got to follow all the steps and I've got to do it just so. But you don't have to be so rigid is one of the things I've learned.
Yeah, you got to remember you're a human being.
Well, that's true. It's true. All right. So, Hazel, if there was one thing, you know, through all of this, and I'm going to just say to you listeners, if you have not gotten this book, Business Networking and Sex, It's Not What You Think, you can find it at Barnes & Noble or Amazon or whatever. Go find it. Go get it. It will change the way that you do business. It's a really interesting read, and it's a fast read, and it's incredibly entertaining. Very entertaining.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of bickering back and forth in the book.
Yeah, it's good. I read it on an airplane, and I thought that the people sitting next to me thought I was crazy, but that's okay. I didn't mind. If there was one thing that we could do that would make a difference in our networking, you know, from this type of a perspective, what would that be, Hazel?
From the perspective of male-female and
yeah.
the female's point of view, it would be to stop, be willing to step out of your comfort zone. Stop being comfortable. You're not going to get good at something if you're not willing to be a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The first time I jumped into a pool, first time I dived off a diving board, I thought I was going to die.
Yeah. I remember the first time I did it, too. You're right.
Yeah. But I was scared to death, and I did it. And I was still scared even after I went into the water. But after I did it the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, it became second nature.
Mm-hmm.
So for women, I think one of the big things for us is that we don't want to be seen as pushy,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, that B word.
Yeah.
We worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to get over that. That's our own perception.
Yeah.
That's not what everybody else thinks. So we have to get over it, and we have to get comfortable being uncomfortable, because the moment you're uncomfortable, that's when you're growing.
Right. I love that. Get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Excellent. Hazel, what's a good referral for you? This is a networking show.
A great referral for me is the person who's in charge of booking speakers for annual associations, annual company events, when they're looking to bring a speaker in that's both entertaining and educational. So those are great referrals. I love speaking on stage. I love educating both male and female. So good referrals for me are those people that are looking for speakers for their annual events.
All right. And if we have that referral, how would we reach you?
Best way to reach me is Hazel, H-A-Z-E-L, at Hazel, H-A-Z-E-L, M as in magnificent, Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R.
Great. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I have heard, if you're listening and you're thinking, I think that's exactly what I'm looking for a speaker, I've heard Hazel speak multiple times. She's fabulous. She captures the crowd and is completely captivating with the way that she talks. And I know I personally hang on every word she says. I so want to be Hazel. She is the queen of networking, and you know, I'll settle for the princess at this point, I think. So anyway, thank you, Hazel, so much for coming on. I know we had a few little challenges, but I really appreciate you being here. I hope you'll come back.
I would be on this show anytime you want.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And for those of you listening, do look up the things that Hazel, look up her blog and her, you know, look her up on Facebook and Twitter. She's real active on those places, and her blog has really got some really good information if you want to be a good networker. So thank you for tuning in. We appreciate your time and you taking time out of your busy day, whether you're listening live or if you're listening on demand later at your own leisure. We do appreciate it. Please click like when you and share the link like Hazel suggested. I would appreciate that greatly. And to stay current on what's happening with the Once Timid Networker, you can find us on Facebook as well as our website, which is theoncetimidnetworker.com. We hope that today's show has helped you to look at networking a little differently. And hopefully we've given you some tools that will be able to help you be more effective and more efficient. Thank you for listening, and I wish you a lovely rest of your day.
Bye.
This has been a presentation of Next Stage Online Radio, the internet radio station for Next Stage Media Group. For more information on our business and lifestyle programs, go to nextstagemediagroup.com.